Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Pat, and this is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, so let me start out before I introduce you all to Vivian Chauvet. Before I do that, I want to talk about time for a minute. And today we're going to be talking about ascension timeline. But I want to talk about this a little bit because I was really reflecting upon when this all started 18 years ago and the energy that literally captivated me, brought me forward, had me say yes to a wrong phone number on an internet station in 2003. And by the way, nobody was really listening to internet at all. As a matter of fact, some people predicted it, right? It like wouldn't be a thing. But there's this calling, there's this pull. And sometimes the timelines that we set for ourselves may or may not be the timeline that you're destined to, or the timeline that your consciousness is making you more aware of. Today, I want to have all of you, and you know Vivian's work. You know that this is somebody that is internationally recognized for not just the body of work she does, but the inspirational life journey, advanced Arcturian biological hybrid, her work, how it shows up, what the calling is for her, what the messaging is for her, and what the pathway is. Because if you know how powerful this is and what she has had to say yes to, universal healer, galactic ambassador, transforce channel, all of the above comes with the notion that sometimes we get tapped. Sometimes it's in our DNA. Sometimes later in life, when you don't kind of follow the pathway, it's a 2x4. But whatever it is in your life, there's a sacred geometry that is always operating. It's always operating. But today, when we talk about one of the oldest, most enlightened star civilizations, when we talk about that, you're going to talk about today, and we talk about the interstellar masters and what this is about. Are you wondering now how things are moving at a pace that we don't understand? Even post-COVID, things kept moving. But what if this has been about an inner journey for all of us? What if we've all been called to a place in our lives that now we're getting to see and look at? And it doesn't mean we work harder. It doesn't mean we get busier. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But what if it was a new level of awareness that not just opens up the lines of higher consciousness, but what if it opened up gateways and portals, to navigate through change and ultimately healed some of the ancient wounds? That's what we're here to talk about, Vivian. It's great to have you on the show. Wow, what a great time, huh?
Really accelerating timeline right now and changes. And I want to thank you, Dr. Pat, for having me on your show. It's amazing as we're having this amazing exchange. And really well said on the intro. I love how you have interweaved aspect of my work, the aspect of introducing myself and my work and my collective, my intergalactic groups all together with what if. Bringing that questions, opening consciously, whether it's the new timelines, whether it's conscious timelines, whether it's alignment as what we are moving into right now. So I just want to, recognize you because I think that was fantastic what you've done with it.
Thank you. if you'd have asked me even 10 years ago before the network started, but if you'd have asked me if I ever saw myself speaking with, you know, a woman such as yourself, internationally renowned in the world, powerful messaging, healing, channeling, I don't know that I saw myself well enough to know that that was going to be my pathway. And then I questioned it when it was. But today, here you and I sit. And I think that the greatest gift we can have and talk about today, and I'd like to start out with you, is the gift of acknowledgement. Meaning, I would love for the people listening today to follow suit and acknowledge the power that they have within them. Talk about our ability. And really, you know, when we think about humanity, we're so underrated. I think we are.
Yes. I completely agree. And it's exactly one of the most, I would say, one of the most consistent and empowering messages that we keep bringing over and over. Get to know who you are. The human civilization as a community, a family of light, is finally returning to their sovereignties, returning to taking their rightful place among the stars, so to speak, as equal, as opposed to be underrated. Always, one of my favorite expressions that always make me smile is, it's okay to make a mistake, it's human. And I'm like, what's that supposed to mean? And I remember, even as a child, reflecting upon this sentence that had no content to me, that had no meaning. And I'm like, what is it coming from? And we know that you know, the answer came along the way. But it's really amazing. And it's really heartwarming to see finally people from different background, cultural background, around the globe, finally rising to the occasion, so to speak, being able to say, wait a minute, there's more to me. And I know I'm here for and on a greater journey and for a great purpose. And I feel like I'm, you know, there's a calling, there's an invitation, someone's knocking at the door. And I want to answer that door, if that makes sense.
It not only makes sense, but it really leads to the conversation I'm really excited to talk with you about today, which talks about, and I love talking about this. You know, I'm not sure how we avoid talking about future with when we use language like what you do, quantum energy medicine, Arcturian energy matrix healing. You know, we're talking about things that once upon a time were only positioned in science fiction movies, right? Which is like, yeah, and from the very first movie, if you go like way back, like when humanity had its first shot on capturing what was in the imagination, you started to see things talk about intergalactic, so many things, right? And I've often thought about this as a kid growing up. It was hard for me as I got older to realize when somebody said to me, those things are not true, Pat. And I said, they've got to be true. I mean, they feel true. Intergalactic, dot, 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 fill out the blank. It feels true. This is what it felt like to me as a child and still feels like. But I want to ask you this question, this vibrational level, the seventh dimensional plane. There is a message that's trying to get to us. And you are one of the ambassadors. Let's talk about the message that we're getting today. And I do believe, if you might share, that that message may be different than the one we had 18 months ago. But I don't know. Help me out here.
Yes, everything changes. Think of the word message like a prism of light. It will constantly reflect a different light, a different resonance, another aspect of that perspective of what that message is about. So of where we are right now, moving forward, part of the message that is really important is return to the truth of who you are. We as human being, all conscious life form evolving on this planet, there is a huge invitation to really bring out the power, the energy, the potential, all the everything that you carry with, we all carry within ourselves. And it says, where do you invest your energy? Where do you feel that you are contributing to the light? Mm. Where is your presence at the most? So that is allowing ourselves to break free from the old mental grids on the what we call the mental entrapment of belief systems ingrained through either family lineage, family culture, expectations, ancestral lineage, whether it's also societal patterns. We are really emerging beyond those patterns or what we call the polarized field. And who says, the true dialogue is ask your inner being. We are archives of infinite knowledge. We are internal beings and dimensional and holographic in nature. So the aspect right here, having this amazing exchange, it's only a fraction of who we are. It's a spark of who we are. So the message is that put aside the belief, all the labels has been put on you, whether it's by parents, educations, whether it's a mentor, all the labels has been put that box people up into believing until there's an awakening, a breakthrough, a question, and then the immersion or consciousness. But it really saturate people in thinking and oftentimes confusing them, bringing confusion more than true inspiration, true empowerment. Now let me guide you, let me walk with you, and then please, you'll see if that makes sense, right? It's just that partnership.
I love this. The other day, I don't know why I was called to do this, Vivian, but I would love to get your take on it. You know, these days I'm doing some things that people ask me, like, what were you thinking when you wanted to do that? Or you talked about the Sirian Gateway the other day, you know, and they were talked about Sirius. And they said, well, you know, Pat, when you were talking about, we thought you were talking about the XM channel. And I said, well, maybe I didn't pronounce it right, but I was talking about, you know, this Sirius shines 23 plus times brighter than our own sun. What? You have to stop for a minute, right?
Right.
What? And for some reason, I was called to talk about it between the time that we were going through the gateway, the third and the seventh. And I have to tell you, I've never really talked about it before. Didn't even know about it really, right? But I think what we're finding, and this is so important to hear from you about, we are getting things. I don't know another frame for it. We're getting things. Some people say it's information. I think it's like way more than information, but we're getting things. And as we get these things, behind them is a new narrative, perhaps a new way to see life. And we're seeing it everywhere, Vivian. We're seeing it in the imagination in our pop culture right now. You know, we're seeing it in blockbuster movies that you can't even imagine what they're portraying about intergalactivity, just everything about it that seems so beyond the beyond. But talk about the fact that not only are we quite capable as human beings of receiving it, but I think the folks that have been trying to get us the message, they're so persistent. It's like they're not going to let us off the hook until we get it. What do you think?
That's the idea. Absolutely. Why do you think there's so many star seeds, soul star seeds on the planet? They bring their unique, really cosmic lineage, their frequency. They bring that energy right here on the planet physically, so we can have that exchange, so we can also accelerate our growth and also bring other perspectives. So we are receiving a lot of help, because the other aspect to this, there's an emergence of a reality that is finally transcending that 3D matrix. And that 3D matrix has been put in place a long time ago with a lot of very distinct intentions. And human beings overall as a civilization has really little knowledge of who they really are. Very much little knowledge or little conscious recognition of their true capabilities. If you look at ancient history, yeah, a lot of people on this planet remember their past lives. This is what we call looking at your timelines. Looking at ancient civilizations like Lemuria, Atlantis, ancient Egypt, Babylon, and all of this. But if you look at the way people were living, what do you think it was? You were looking at the pristine, complete divine connections, openness, where moving through a dimensional portal to connect and go to a council, let's say on Jupiter, was something common. There was no like wow factor about it. There was no like, wow, only an elite group of people can do that. It was something that was natural as our ability to speak to complex verbal languages. So we're returning finally, and that's why I rejoice. This is why we are so persistent and consistent with our work, because finally we see that organic timeline of ascension be the huge, the biggest potential, and that new narrative, that emergence of a new reality is really pushing. And it, like you mentioned, it changes even in a society, music, movies, consciousness, conversation, and what people communicate with each other, interest, feel of interest. People are much more avid for being on research. They want to learn. They're like sponges giving more, give me more. I need to learn, I need to know, because as a result of this emergence. And this is wonderful to witness. At the same time, we always says, be mindful of what you accept in your reality, right? Because reality is just a juxtaposition of many, many, many realities. And we have point of junction that we said, this is our common base, our common foundation that we all relate to. So what is it that you accept in your reality? For example, like you mentioned, oh, intergalactic community. Now I accept it as part of my reality. So you just did. You already opened that door of consciousness to a new layer of existence that has been there for millions of years, but we are finally returning to, this is what we call from our Arcturian perspective, living in a pristine divine way. This is how we call it.
Yeah. I want to ask you about this. There are two things that came to mind recently, and I've talked about them. I've done a number of shows and talked about them. One of them is the fact that almost not even close to predictable. Like nobody could have predicted this. I'm just saying this out loud first. Nobody could have predicted that hidden in a United States COVID relief bill was a little line that said something, paraphrasing now, that the Pentagon will release all of the records that had been classified on UFOs. Like boom, like a COVID relief bill. It was like a couple of lines in there. And then there it is. And so part one is things are being aligned for us. The second part of this, and this is really at the body of work that you do, because you see, sometimes we forget or we're not aware of our woundedness. And so if you don't know that you need to get a healing going on, then you don't know what it's like to go through a healing process and feel a new sense of freedom. And I wanted to ask you about this because this is your service, so to speak. You know, when I'm talking with you, I'm really talking about infinite healing from the stars. You know, I'm talking about infinite healing from the stars and energy of service. I'm talking about the Arcturian energy matrix healing. You know, I'm talking about what this does. And so can we take a minute and talk about this? Because I want people to know this. If you go to infinitehealingfromthestars.com, if you go to look at this, I love the way you're talking about what you do to help people in this way. And I think you're talking about helping us evolve spiritually and accelerate our own timeline. And I think that to me is the most exciting part of what I'm aware of today, because I didn't even know that I could do this and accelerate my timeline. You know, and I think we should talk about this because I believe people at a subconscious and conscious level are feeling something and don't know they can get relief from it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, I know exactly what you mean. And so there's different levels to that. For people who feel that there's something that they need to either heal, release, resolve in order to create a breakthrough, which also will connect to the acceleration of their own timelines, we will say, what have you noticed in your life in terms of repeating patterns, whether it's through relationship, career, maybe some frustration, maybe a pattern that you've carried from childhood, some, for example, oh, I am a very caring person. I give a lot. And as a result, I feel exhausted all the time. Another right there, let's dig. We'll do some more deeper digging, because it can be a program, a pattern, or a loop that comes from another timeline or a past life that has a binding contract to it, and it's coming back in the form of, I believe that being of service is also self-sacrifice, or sacrificing my happiness, my joy, my passion in order to fulfill, you know, deeper service to others. Right there, it's just an example to illustrate how someone can go back to the process to identify where are the areas of opportunities for growth, expansion, transformation.
This is why I love, and I can't wait to schedule my session with you, because, and tell me if you've heard this a million times before. So I'm very excited to be doing the show with you. Really, I listen to every show you do. I listen to everything you say. I listen to every message that comes through. And believe it or not, as I'm doing this, I will get, I don't have the language, but let me use my New York City Bronx street language. I listen to the show and I get a hit. Let me just call it that. So you were talking about something the other day, or I was listening to one of your past shows, and I got this, I don't know how to describe it except a hit, because it hits, it comes in sharp. And it was really interesting. It just, my eyes started to fill up, because it talked exactly about what you're talking about. And what it was, and when I say this, Vivian, people look at me and say, that can't be you. That can't be you. That's, there's no way that that's what's going on in your being. But here's what it is. Most of my life, and even as a child, I grew up learning different. You know, they used to call that whatever they used to call it back then, disabled, or I mean, we got a million labels for things. I learned that because I went to school in psychology and I figured out there's a million labels. But the idea is, you're never smart enough to really do anything of service in the world. And if you're somebody like me, somehow you just know you've got to do more in the world. When I was younger, it was stand up for what you believe, protest with other people. It was kind of like that. But there was always this notion that you just don't have the smarts. And, you know, life goes on and you carry things like that. And then, of course, your grades show that you really don't have the smarts. Geez, it's like, seriously, Pat, 13 years to get an undergraduate degree. Are you serious? But nobody talks to you about your gifts, right?
Right.
And this is the kind of wounding that might be able to hold somebody back or get them stuck with something, because you've got this thing pulling on you to come forward, Vivian, right? And yet you've got this other thing that says, nah, we're just joking.
Precisely. Precisely. So well said. This is a perfect example. And I feel like so humble of you to share that about you. And look at where you are now today. Look at the force of nature. You are a great, amazing radio host, a fantastic communicator. You convey messages in ways that you can tell if there's a higher consciousness as a presence and higher intelligence working through you and with you. So if you look back at what you've gone through in school, it was really a big stigma or a wound that they were creating and categorize you in a box that, well, I lack, I am not smart enough. And I very rarely use I am not, and I do it on purpose right now.
Yes.
To emphasize that you are very smart. So they were like, you know, they did not understand really what was learning for you was about. That's what I'm feeling.
And, you know, what I'm trying to say is, you see, these are the things I believe, you know, people call me an optimist. They call me naive. They call me Pollyanna Patty. But I do believe, and I think I got this from my mom, I do believe that every human being, every one of us has enormous infinite potential. Everyone here. And, you know, I just think about where I grew up in the projects, and I think about, you know, the fact that my sister really didn't get out, you know, and I think about what she did in her life and how loved she was. And I think about how we so in our society want to put environmental labeling on people, whether it's someone of color, whether if you're from another culture, maybe you have a different religion or belief system, you know, maybe dot, 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 fill in the blank. And yet, we are all powerful human beings. And isn't that part of what you're here for, is to remind us of this?
Definitely. Definitely, because that's a key element. That's a key element to even accept that you have this power, that you carry this power within you. So most definitely. Mm.
You know, Vivian, I want to take a short break, but before we do, I just touched upon one of the things you do, you know, the many, many, many ways you help people really uncover, you know, what it is that's inside of them waiting to be released. What is the best way for people to find out more about you and certainly to schedule time with you?
Great question, Dr. Pat. Thank you. So definitely to the website, infinitehealingfromthestars.com. You can choose, people are welcome to choose either a package or service. And once the booking is confirmed, then I receive a confirmation. And then we're going to be able to have this quantum space together to really explore the best blueprint of direction, whether it's guidance, clarity, healing, transformation. And we can go as deep as it is necessary to go. And so that would be the best way, directly to the website.
I would love for you to do that. And also, if you go to the website, a couple of things I want to point out, and you see it in the imagery you're seeing here today with Vivian as well in her background. You will see, this is one bit of sacred geometry. When we come back, I would love for you to talk about sacred geometry translated to us, the many ways it's coming to us. The call to action, the future of consciousness, all of that from your perspective and the messages you're receiving. Because this is a rare opportunity for me to have this conversation with you. And there's so much, I believe, for you to share today. When we come back, it's going to be all Vivian. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. I am so honored. It's actually a privilege for me. You know, I never thought in a million years that I would be having a conversation with Vivian Chauvet, and more importantly, actually having a conversation where I had some idea of what we were actually talking about. But here we are. And it is an honor. It is a privilege for me, you know, and I'm a student. And one of the things that I've always been, Vivian, is curious. And this is my question to you. I'm not even sure I know what I don't know, but I have a sense of things. I feel an energy of things. You know, if Jessica and Linda hear me say one more time, you know, I just feel that this is the direction or this is what I need to do. If you say that to a triple Virgo, that's not too, I mean, that you got to give them more. But this is the time we're living in. And I wanted to ask you, there are things you're getting. What do we need to know? What do we need to know to heed the call? You know that expression, heed the call? And I say it generally because everybody has a different, you know, they're getting a different signal. But what is your sense? What's important for you, Vivian? And how do you see this for others?
Great question, Dr. Pat. What's important for me is to see the to see life thriving here, to see the return to, we prefer to use the word sovereignty as opposed to freedom, because we feel that this word has been very, there's a lot of connotation in your world about this word. So we really, that's what thrive means, to see people, life coming together, honoring life, honoring that we are stewards of this earth, honoring that we are living in a conscious biosynergy with other life forms, whether it's trees, oceanic life, whether it's the animal kingdom, it's the way we are perceiving ourselves. And one thing we see that is also really important to go back to is the opening of your heart center. We hear that a lot, heart center, breathing, heal your heart. These are much more than just modalities of guidance. It is absolutely essential. It's vital to return to living through the centeredness of your heart, as opposed to what has been pre-programmed in this realm of reality, is the mind thrive first. And your heart is maybe for those who are sensitive, or for women, or for children, or, you know, and this, I know I'm speaking of a big cliche here, but it's to illustrate a bigger point in terms of one of the most profound message. Look at music, look at the industry, look at entertainment. Everything is designed to promote and to create an emotional response in you. Why is that? Because one of the greatest source of power that you have is to your heart center. So, you know, if I really, let's say if I want to control a civilization or entire planet, that are giants of light, but we make them believe that they are little sheeps. And just to illustrate that, what I will do is to understand the mechanism and how to harvest the very center of their power. And it's really is really truly be your heart center. Your heart center and the gateway of your light. This is where you connect to the infinity of life and expression throughout the multiverse. As you are part of all there is a part of you. So that brings another level of conscious living. And the way you communicate, the choice, the conscious choice you're making, isn't impacting others, is impacting life. The way we eat, the way we perceive diet, health, energy, how we are co-creating together. And we do, everyone on this planet is a very powerful co-manifester, co-creator. The question is, what part of you is co-creating from? And what we mean by that is it through program, through the lower aspect of your mind that dictates and the logic or non-logic of what's possible, what's impossible, and so forth. Or it's always been done this way. That's one of my favorite ones too. And I'm like, who said so? Well, right?
I'm so glad you said that, because I know that's what they're saying. I know that's the message you're bringing forth. I never understood that phrase. And I guess I'm really blessed. I come with a mom who literally committed suicide. I found that out later. And a stepmom. And my mom, my birth mom, absolutely taught me about unconditional love. My stepmom taught me about perseverance and unlimited possibilities. Now, when you take two women like that and you put them together, that is a thing. But we are living in a world now, and I want to get back to you. I want to ask you for more on this. Who said so? Don't you find it interesting? And don't they find it interesting that we have gone through globally the world together? And I can't remember the last time the world went together. Humanity all went through the same thing. I was trying to think of when this was. Everybody went through the same thing. Everyone went through different degrees of it. But everyone was asked to stay in place. They were asked to literally stop. Now, some of us didn't stop. But again, but it was this energy to hit the pause button. Now, you're going to tell me maybe that this wasn't an outside intergalactic intervention, but I have to tell you, more people now are reflecting on their lives and their futures. It is astonishing, powerful, and accelerated. Is that what was supposed to happen here?
It is definitely part of the equation. Think of it this way, because you're touching on something very important.
Okay.
And what is it that you're also creating is unification.
Yeah.
It is history of this earth that we can remember of consciously. Globally, it's planetary, where there's a decree made, a declaration made. And then from there, the pause button says, you need to stay isolated. You have to fear others, including family members of your own family, including your own self. We demand of you that you give up your power. You believe 100% the narrative as it is given to you without questioning. And that you comply with what magically we're going to create as a solution afterwards, how convenient that is. And that's part of that reality. Now, behind the scenes, so to speak, and a more divine, there's always a divine design, a divine plan behind it, intergalactic connections, intergalactic assistance. They said, this is also going into what's called a planetary reset. We are given opportunity to reflect upon ourselves. And probably for the first time in many, many people's lives, because all the busyness of driving to work, driving the kids to school, going to the grocery, running a business, what it does, it creates constant state of distractions that prevent most people to looking where it needs the most, which is inward. And it's always outward. What is out there? What is it out there has to do for me? And then I'm bringing in. But what about the other way around? What incredible multiverse or universe you'll discover within you? And that's what also one of the huge blessing of what has been coming to. So when you said that, I completely agree that more than ever, it has created globally a conscious breakthrough, a rising in consciousness where people are asking different questions, or asking for more. They're discovering aspect of self, and they're discovering also their cosmic lineage. They're rediscovering, they're retouching with themselves. And I hear that a lot in my consultation. Oh, the last 2 years has been very trigger point for me. And then what it does, it changes the reality that we used to abide by even though, and I'm sure you include Dr. Pat, even though many people have been questioning this reality for a long time, it's almost like there was not enough fuel, not enough energy to really manifest a significant questioning so we can break through it. Try to dismantle, try to bring in an emergence of a complete new way of living. And if you look, we hear a lot of semantics, organic timeline, ascension, rising into fifth dimensional reality. But what is really important is how you live on the day to day. It's staying anchored in your light, discover who you are, take time to breathe into the gateway of your heart, invite light, consciousness, omnipresence, ask for higher solutions. So we're really redefining even how we perceive ourselves in a community called living in this reality. Even just going to work, what does it look like for you now?
I find it interesting what you're talking about, and I really want to ask you a bit more about it, because one of the things that you talked about is what I call a great symphony. And what I mean by it is I call it my energetic synchronistic symphony of life and beyond humanity. And what do I mean about that? You know, somebody a long time ago said to me, Vivian, you know, you got to get life balance. You got to get life balance. And I actually had a coach. I paid a lot of money. And I finally looked at him one day and I said, okay, it's never going to happen to me. The way you're defining balance, I don't see it. I don't see it because I'm being called to this, this, this. This means that there's an amount of time that I have to put in. So I said, you know what? I'm going to live my life in harmony. I'm going to live my life in harmony. Because when you think about things are working together. Right?
Right, right.
Balance doesn't have its piece parts work together. We are always in contrast. Too much work, too much play. But I want to ask you about this because I want our folks listening today. We are getting messages from so many different places, and you said it before. Who would have thought, Vivian, and I'm not going to give you the punchline, but who would have thought that a movie called Black Widow, which Scarlett Johansson, one of the Avengers, would bring forward today, now. See, this movie was supposed to come out months ago, but it couldn't. But it's coming out now. And it's a movie about a character whose past was not so, how should I say it, consciously lived. But it explains what changed her enough to show a level of vulnerability. And in one of the final Avenger games, which I won't tell people about, she made the ultimate sacrifice. So here we are, a block, by the way, broke all records at the box office. But about a woman, powerful woman, a spy, a whole, everything you think about bad people. And now we get a message on her transmutation and transformation. We are getting a lot of messages like this in a lot of different ways. How best can we learn to take these in? So we can actually hear and feel and see them.
You have to be present to it. Presence also means that taking the time to consciously receiving those messages and says, I am conscious and present to accept them. I allow myself to inspire and be inspired, whether it's through a movie, it's through a success story, to looking at people around me and listening with, again, the wisdom of the heart, as opposed to the filters, the mental filters. So this movie, for example, you just spoke of, it's an example where today's consciousness and state of evolution, human consciousness, human consciousness evolving into universal consciousness. Mm. And so we're looking at a character that most people have identified, that we're fond of, that we have followed through the series and Marvel stories, and looking at a point from being very ingrained into living in very specific narratives that had cast this character in a certain portray, and all that's all there was about her. And after today, a major breakthrough where she allowed her heart or something at a soul level that's just opened up like a quantum consciousness. And I understand what she said, but she made the ultimate sacrifice. I've seen that movie. It's for her, in that point, was the accumulation of all the life coming together. Mm-hmm. And because of that, if it was a person in life, she would have ascended into the light. She would have reached the level of ascension.
Right.
Okay. Definitely. No, there's no need to self-sacrifice ourselves to achieve that. There's a distinction here. But it's just a piece of inspiration, an example that we are witnessing even through the entertainment industries. And that is huge. That tells us that every areas of that structure that we were so familiar and comfortable with, movie industries, theaters, musicals, education, financial, government structures, health industry, all of it, and especially the food industry, that's a big one that needs to be healed fast. Everything is expanding. We hear that a lot. Think with your heart, shop with your heart, live through the wisdom of your being. You're not compressed in a lower mind box. It's the entirety of your being. And I feel that, to go back to this character you mentioned, to that movie, it's the emergence of the wisdom of a being rather than a persona cast in a role.
Yeah. I love that we're talking about this. And I want people to know, for those of you just tuning in, please go. And there's so much more when you get to connect with Vivian. Also schedule your time with Vivian. Infinite Healing from the stars.com. Right, Vivian? Did I get everybody to the right place? But here's what I find fascinating. And let's continue with this. Because let's say there is this symphony. And we can call it symphony of healing, symphony of awareness. You know, this is my term, you know, symphony, right? So many moving parts. Everybody has their own place. Maybe I get this metaphor because I had the opportunity growing up in the Bronx to actually learn how to play viola. And viola never really plays a whole song. You always fill in the blanks. But here's what's fascinating I find about this conversation. If we could just digress for one more moment. I now find with the character, Scarlett Johansson, who actually played Black Widow, I was reminded the other day of another movie she was in, which they're going to do a part two, and it was a movie called Lucy. And that movie in itself was about the evolution of self. And I find it interesting that we're seeing more and more and more of these visual representations, which people of all ages are watching now, that has to do with something outside of the 7 or 9% we use of our brain. Are we ready for it? Are we ready now?
Do you believe you are ready?
I believe I'm ready.
Yeah,
I mean, look, I mean, I've been told I'm from another planet since I was 13. So I think I'm ready. I went through a period in my life though that you described before where I was this, and then I went through a period where I walked away from passionate things and I did a job. You did the job every day. But I don't think we ever leave or lose what's inside of us that really wants to come forth. I don't think we lose that.
I so agree. There are a sense of the same thing with this feeling disconnected. There's nothing to lose. Who you are, you remain who you are. Let me give this analogy. You are a diamond, and by definition in nature, you are a diamond. you were just taught to believe that you are a piece of rock or a sand or a piece of, you know, other things that your nature, but you've always been a diamond in nature. So it's just an analogy, a picture that everybody can connect to. So you are this jewel within you. You come at the soul level with all the encoding of who you are. It's part of your DNA. It's part of your soul blueprint, what we call your soul design. Nothing, no one can change the profound nature of who you are. It's only belief systems. That's why I call pulling on Halloween costumes. Yeah, you know, when you grew up, you may feel like you were the kid with a lack of social skills or learning abilities. Then you're a teenager, you may be categorized as a troublemaker. Then you go into your early 20s and then you go like, you become more defiant and you go like, oh, you're like this little lone explorer. All the time, all the time, the truth of you, that jewel within you, the diamond spark in you, it's still there. It never goes away. So I am very happy that you mentioned that. There is truly nothing to lose. On the opposite, you have everything to gain. And there's nothing in vain either, because look at where you are right now. Look, and that's an invitation for everybody listening. Look at where you are now. And sometimes I hear people says, yes, but no, there's no but. You don't cancel anything. You know, they always feel like, I feel as much more. But that's okay, because here's your invitation. A doorway is opening. That means there's more for you to come. Just accept it. I accept to be of service. I'm ready for more. Show me. Mm. Huh? Just ask the universe, show me now. Just to let you know, yeah. I'm ready to embody that. I know it sounds very simple, but so potent. I always do that every day. I have my mantra too. And that was when you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Every day when I wake up, open my eyes, I take a deep breath. I opened my third eye and I said, what blessing hold this day? How can I be of service today? Yeah. And I get out of bed and this is how I start my day.
Yeah. You know, first of all, let me thank you for today's show. Thank you for everything you do in the world. And, you know, what we're leaving people with is just a beautiful, brilliant way for them to, if you haven't started the process, begin. If you've started the process and you really want more to be revealed, continue. And for those of us that have these simplistic perspectives on starting our day, just like you did, for most of the past 10 years, when I've asked that question, I've been given one word, and that is more. You know, whenever I've asked, what am I to do today? I've gotten the word more. Now, I've had other messages. Some days it's like, do your laundry. That's the first thing I get. But this was cancel your trip. I want to thank you for everything you're doing, because this is really the time for us to tune in. We will get the answers. What's your personal message, Vivian? Thank you so much. What would you like to leave us with today and let people know how they can work with you directly?
Of course. Thank you for having me. Thank you for being of service as well, to allowing so many doors of new potential through your show, your guests, your perspective, your wisdom. So I can see that we're really much in this work together. It's just different, you know, just beautiful, different approach. And I'm grateful for you and for being here on the show today. One message or one thought I would like to leave everybody with today is, in case of doubt, trust your light. In case of feeling confused, go back to your light. Breathe in the certainty of your light. Choose you, go back into your centeredness, and then ask for clarity. Guaranteed you will receive, whether it's a sign of validation or presence. We are so guided, inspired, protected, and the assistance is so available. I ask nothing happen. Breathe into your light, ask for clarification. It's always there. So in case of doubt, choose your light. And that would be my message. And how to connect with me, definitely we invite people. Our website is truly the point of reference. info@infiniteleanfromthestars.com. We have also a contact form that you can send us a message. It's always a pleasure to connect. And thank you again for today.
Thank you so much. For those of you out there, thank you so much for tuning us in and turning us on. This is a powerful message, and it's a powerful message for me about acceleration. And I've always known that the things that have held me back are the things that needed to be healed. Let us all heal together. Thank you, Vivian.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.